And welcome to the Healing Our Brokenness podcast. Tonight we are on episode 27, Simply Grace. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of a background on the intro and ending song that you hear every week on the podcast. And that song is entitled Valley of Grace, and it was written by Timothy Horton. Today is a special episode, and so why is it special? It's because I'm going to be reading some poetry from a book that I published, and this was back in February of this year. And the book is entitled Simply Grace, and it can be found on Amazon and ordered from other places like Barnes and Nobles and other online bookstores. Simply Grace is a compilation of simple, healthy recipes that are mostly non-meat, along with poetry that tackles tough issues that we are facing every day. However, these issues are seasoned with grace. It's like we're seasoning the food. We've got poetry that's seasoned with grace. I deal with truth, and it is the healing part of our brokenness that needs to be able to deal with this truth in order to move forward. And in the scripture, it tells us that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. And so as well with Simply Grace, it's dealing with our raw emotions. It doesn't sound pleasant, but by it being seasoned with grace, we're able to read the poetry, benefit from it, and process our emotions and the other feelings that are coming up at the same time. And so just for a little bit of background on the first poem that I'm going to read, it is entitled The Quench, and The Quench deals with approval addiction, perfectionism, and people pleasing. So those three things is what The Quench deals with. Lord, I want their approval. My child, you're filled with fear and doubt. Just come to the well. Drink from my everlasting spout. Lord, I want their approval. Don't you see me on the hill with the woman at the well, her jar left quite unfilled? Lord, I want their approval. Oh, my child, can't you see? They're all broken and insecure. Need some fixing at the tree. Lord, I need your approval. Oh, dear child, you can see. All your striving and perfecting doesn't mean a thing to me. It's by grace that you're saved, not by works. You can't boast, and I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, I'm loving you the most. The next poem that I'm going to read is entitled The Source of Self-Worth. And this particular poem dissects our need for self-worth And not just the need, but the struggle that we have as far as getting self-worth from people and things rather than from our main source. And we all know that our main source comes from the Lord. And so here is the source of self-worth. We all want to attain it from people and things we know. Forgetting your death has sealed it some thousands of years ago. When we look to an other to fulfill it, makes us lonely, empty, and satiate. When we look to the one who revealed it, makes us joyful, peaceful, gratiate. All the people and all the things become blessings with two wings. As we worship the true King, giving everlasting springs. Okay, and our next poem is entitled Coat of Favor, and it deals with the life of Joseph, his trials, and his redemption. Okay, it was Joseph. He had favor, don't you see? It was favor from our God, from the Lord Almighty. Coat of favor, filled with stripes, awe, and wonder, filled with power from his dreams that the brothers would bow under. Feeling lost, hurt from our daddy, don't you know? He can't stay here. Let's just kill him. He can't stay here. He must go. Sold in slavery, faked his death to our father, and he grieved. Oh, thank goodness he is gone, and we are granted our reprieve. God of Joseph, slave of Pharaoh, gave him elevated power. Wife of Pharaoh, full of need, he stripped it all within the hour. Put in prison with the baker and cupbearer of the king. Placed in charge by the warden, God's good favor it would bring. These two prisoners had their dreams told to them then, right by Joseph. Don't forget me with the king, me released from this low self. They forgot him, yes they did, till the king had his dream. Couldn't sleep, someone help, can you tell me what it means? Oh yes, Joseph, he can help you, he can tell you what it means. Oh no, God, he's the father and interpreter of dreams. Oh then Joseph, oh yes Joseph, told the king what would happen. You're released, you're promoted, get this plan right and mapping. And he did with God's help. He saved Egypt from the famine, saved his brothers, growth in character, and his faith, as you imagine. Have you ever taken matters into your own hands instead of waiting on God? We have all done that, and unfortunately, we've had to pay the price for doing it. And so this next poem deals with just that. It is entitled, Oh, the Pain of Waiting. We are waiting. We are waiting for our son, don't you see? Name is Isaac. It means laughter. Waiting for the fam of three. We are waiting. We are waiting for a boy to arrive. We've been waiting way too long. Will we still be alive? What you think, my dear Abe? Should we wait any longer? Getting wrinkled, getting old. Can't ignore this baby hunger. Take my handmaid, my dear Hagar. She will make our dreams come true. Oh, the opposite with her Ishmael. She will make your heart so blue. Oh, but God kept his word, even in all this mess. Here's dear Isaac, he's your son. You are now extremely blessed. Hagar's mean, I can't stand her, just can't take it any longer. I despise her, will deny her, kick them out and make them hunger. Oh, dear, them out, sent them packing in the desert. Oh, but God, he provided, brought them springs in this mess of hurt. Just in case you get tired from God's promise when you wait. Think of Abe, little Isaac, and then Sarah, his dear mate. Okay, our next poem is dealing with quite a few different things. And for those of us who've been through abuse, we have to relearn what love is. And this is basically what Abide My Love, Dance With Me is all about. There's several things, actually. It's God's love that was poured out on me to reshape my thoughts on abuse. And then the next thing was that it's dealing with is that it describes how I danced with my Heavenly Father during a period of trials and financial despair, and how God showed me his back, so to speak, as he showed Moses by allowing me to feel his presence for several hours. And again, the name of this poem is entitled, Abide My Love, Dance With Me. Let his love so overflow through my veins from head to toe. Feel his presence on overwhelm till that love tank is set at hand. I now know no other love. It's not abuse exploiting of doves. For his love we can't explain. No real words, just like the pain. Helps us heal from the abuse. No more doormat. He cut me loose. Thought it was something that I just heard. Your love engulfed me, felt so absurd. The love you showed so overwhelmed. Your love, it jerked me into a cam. Oh, now I know it was the one. To me, straight through your song. You are so dear to me. Letting me feel to this degree. Oh, my Lord, almost too much to let me feel your loving touch. Healing those places hurt by trauma. Loving so fast, just like my mama. For it's your love that healed my trauma. Loving so fast, just like my mama. No greater love, no one can copy. You have the patent, you own no sloppy. It makes me dance just like a tree. My arms are waving and feeling free. I dance and sway, move to the right. Your love reminds me, no need to fight. Abide in me and I in you. Your love protects and helps me through. You see, when everyone is gone, your love is constant, helps me go on. It makes me wonder, how can it be that you decided to dance with me? I can't believe I danced so high. And with your love, we touched the sky. I can't believe you came so close to showing your spirit. It made me roast. In your embrace, it took some time, just pouring and pouring. Now I'm new wine. And for the last poem, it's entitled, I Am the Vine. And so is it time? It deals with a combination of things. The crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, John 15, and the clematis vine that I attempted to tie to the trellis last spring as I was getting bit by mosquitoes a good maybe 10, 20 times literally around my neck. And the first time that I attempted this adventure, there were too many mosquitoes. So I said, okay, we're done. And the second and final time I was finally able to do it. However, just within the 2 days of break, it was 2 to 3 days maybe in between the first and second attempt, the clematis vine had completely wrapped itself around one of the hucheras. And it was a wonderful way to see the scriptures of John 15 in action. And now I'm going to read for you, I am the vine, and so is it time? The deep, wet dirt of the earth pulls me in as my little coral bells are just dancing in the wind. Then the dear clematis vine, he shouts loud with his trumpet from the east to the west. You don't miss his triumphant. I am the vine. You are the branches. Just trust in me. I'll take you through the trenches. Parts of my vine are tied against a trellis, and then part of me rests on the earth where this mess is. Then the dear clematis vine, he shouts loud with his trumpet from the east to the west. You don't miss his triumphant. I am the vine. You are the branches. Just trust in me. I'll take you through the trenches. Then the husbandman gives orders to the dear clematis vine. It's just not the hour. It's not yet the time. I wrap around the hucheras the color of wine. And I pray in the garden till beads of sweat so entwined. Then the husbandman calls out, it is time for the trellis. I will send them relief through a comforter where this mess is. Then the dear clematis vine, he shouts loud with his trumpet from the east to the west. You don't miss his triumphant. I am the vine. You are the branches. Just trust in me. I'll take you through the trenches. And that is the end of the reading for our poetry this evening. I want to thank you for listening to episode 27 that's entitled Simply Grace. And if you are enjoying the Healing Our Brokenness podcast, please recommend a friend, share it on social media, and or subscribe to hear us on YouTube. We're on YouTube now, and we're also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. And you can also listen to us on the blog, and that's at www.valleyofgrace.blog. That's www.valleyofgrace.blog. God bless, and until next time.
Turn those valleys into places to learn. Instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without his grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from his great love? How could I know what he could love? Store for me if I didn't give up and let him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross high again. The valley of grace never was the same after he had died. Love that refined. And I won't go back the way it was.